Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we chose Ms. Lee Ann Mears of Sydney, Australia. I believe Michael will have the full story coming up later. But before we get to the actual toast, a little background. All right, so if you're in Australia, Ted, you'll appreciate this. There's a snake called the Australian scrub python. Now, they're common in the area. They are non-venomous, and they are considered to not be a threat to people. And one of these snakes in particular is actually being tracked by researchers at a local university. They implanted a radio transmitter into it so that they could track its location. Its location wound up being our toast, honoree, Leanne's bed, because she woke up to find her right leg in the snake's mouth. And to put it in perspective, the snake, sure, it weighs 10 pounds. It's also 12 feet long. This snake that's not a threat to humans is trying to eat her while she's sleeping. Well, obviously she woke up. And when the snake realized that Leanne was waking up, it then coiled around her and tried to constrict her to death. Because again, they're not a threat to people. But luckily, Leanne, she was able to free herself, trap the snake in the kitchen. She calls the authorities. They track it down. University, they apologize. They said, look, we tracked it. And they relocated the snake. And a year later, the exact same snake returned, but it did not attack Leanne. No, instead, it tried to kill her dog this time.
Why does it keep going back to our house?
They managed to resuscitate the dogs. I won't say the dog is fine, but the dog is, in fact, alive. I don't know. This is non-lethal snake, as they describe it. These are the researchers that say this. They are radio tracking it. It keeps going to this woman's house. Tried to kill her. Tried to kill her dog. I don't know what they've done with the snake since then. I believe the last I read,
they put it farther away.
650 feet.
How far they're putting it away? 650 feet?
The first time.
Well, no wonder it's coming back.
The first time they relocated the snake, they moved it 300 yards away. One football field. And 1 year later, that snake came back and said, I'm eating Fluffy. And it tried to kill the dog. She managed to rescue it. This time they moved it 650 feet away. So stay tuned next year when the snake comes back and takes one of her children. That seems to be what's going on.
Wait a minute, yards or feet?
Feet.
Either way, it's not enough.
Feet. Right. Feet.
I mean, if I was her next time, that snake's losing a head.
The snake's dead as hell. Yeah, no doubt about it.
I thought you were going to read the horrible story about the woman, the snake bit her on the buttocks.
I think trying to be eaten alive is a little scarier.
I mean, I do too.
That's just my big fear, is trying to take a snake bites you.
But the snake bites you, then it lets go, and maybe it's venomous, who knows. But I feel more comfortable with that than I wake up to my right leg already in the mouth of a snake that's slowly trying to consume me. But that's just me.
Yeah, I didn't want to sleep tonight anyhow.
Okay. Well, you're not. Good news, Ted. You won't.
It's not dangerous.
Don't worry. They're not a danger to humans.
You'll be fine.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure, Cam Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Jimbo, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
All right, fantastic. Then you know you have one of three choices today. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go The Wonderful World of Drugs.
The Wonderful World of Drugs. Yeah. Thank you, Huey. All right, here's your story. We go to the fine state of Arkansas, where a pastor from a small town there, he's accused of performing an exorcism on a dangerously thin toddler, and he's now facing drug charges after police discovered that he was using a drug at the church with church parishioners. Lloyd Eddie Lasker Jr., he's the pastor of the House of Refuge and Deliverance. By the way, Deliverance, never a great sales pitch after the movie.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, he was charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of a gun by a convicted felon. Now, he first caught the eye of law enforcement during a wellness check at his church, which is located in the lovely city of Mayflower. Now, according to an affidavit, Detective Brittini Little, she discovered an emaciated 21-month-old child with multiple bruises from head to toe, along with his mother and Lasker, when the officer arrived on the scene. The child is now okay and is, in fact, in the hospital. But the mother told police her child was, quote, possessed by a demon. And Lasker, he echoed the claim, and officers tracked him down for questioning. Now, he says he was not home and officers began to search, but they quickly spotted his white Dodge truck at an Exxon gas station. Now, he was in the passenger seat of the truck, and a second man was standing near the driver's side. A subsequent search of the vehicle turned up the drugs and a small baggie inside of the door panel, along with all the accoutrement that goes with this particular drug. Now, during an interview with authorities, the pastor denied knowing the drugs were in the vehicle, but admitted to using the drug. He also confessed to doing drugs with parishioners, including the mother of the toddler that was receiving the exorcism. But not just that time. They had done the drug together on several occasions. Now, he would not provide authorities on details of the exorcism, but he did confess to having a shotgun in his home. He was subsequently arrested on all of the charges mentioned before. The question is, what drug is the good pastor taking when he performs exorcisms? Was he on meth, crack, Xanax, or spice? So meth, crack, Xanax, or spice, because I remember watching The Exorcist, and I do remember clearly the priest is like, hey, I'll be right back. Let me get real high first.
How long was he gone?
You know, spice, I think that's, sure. I didn't even know that was a thing anymore. I know it was really big when it first came out. But if it's a group event, I gotta go with spice.
You're gonna go spice, Jim?
Spicy. Yeah.
Okay. For whatever reason, I think I'm going to go Xanax here. I know that sounds crazy.
All of this sounds crazy. You do not make this sound crazy. The story makes itself sound crazy.
It is Arkansas. I'm trying to remember what we got the last time. Because Arkansas, didn't you have a theory on Arkansas the last time based on Ozark or something? Or maybe I did, but I was wrong.
Because I just thought my theory was heroin.
Yeah.
Which was wrong. You know what? I want to say meth, but Arkansas, I see you. Crack.
They appreciate the shout, Tim.
Yeah. And Jim, you're going to stick
changing
with...
changing the game down there.
You're going to stick with spice. Is your final answer?
You know what? I think I'm going to roll with Ted here. I'm going crack.
You're going to go crack and go with Ted on this one, huh?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to find out if this guy was on meth, crack, Xanax, or spice next.
That was a tease.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category drugs on profile this as we head to Arkansas. And a mom. Well, she thought something wrong with her two-year-old. Two-year-old was emaciated. She thought he was possessed by the devil. So she took her child to a pastor. Pastor performed an exorcism under the influence of drugs. And cops found the drugs inside of his truck. He said the drugs were not his, but he did say that he and the mother had done the drug together multiple times.
Cops are like, good enough, we're going to arrest you.
Question is, what were the drugs? And he had a shotgun in his house. He wasn't supposed to. Meth, crack, Xanax, or spice?
And Jim, that is the very question that we posed to you. Now, Miles, you started with Xanax. You said, man, that's kind of a long shot, but that is what I'm feeling.
No Xanax.
Oh, I'm sorry. No Xannies. Mm. No Zanzibar. Mm. And Jim, you agreed with Deed Ted Smith and went with crack because crack is, in fact, whack.
No! I'm sorry, man.
No, this guy, and it wasn't spice either. This guy's not inventive. He's not creative. It was a straight old, good old-fashioned methamphetamine.
Good times. Good times. I hope that kid's in child protective custody.
Yes, that kid, yeah. They felt that might be the right decision.
Okay. Thank God. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, today's choices, the Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Trevor Noah. Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there for you in the title. All these guys have professional teams of writers that come up with their monologues each and every night, and it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be the Ted Smith original?
Big news out of Rome. Pope Francis endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope. Catholics in America said, easy on the wine.
The Ted Smith.
Seth Meyers?
Ted Smith! I got another one for that, but you would have known it was me.
What was it?
Pope Francis endorsed same-sex civil unions for the first time as Pope. Pope Francis, look, I get it. Jude Law was amazing as a Pope.
Yes, I would have given it away.
I think I'm the only person to really like that show that much. It's called The New Pope. Jude Law is striking.
Mm-hmm. Young Pope.
Right? Young Pope or New Pope?
Oh, you're right. It is the Young Pope. Okay. Thank you.
Because I think there's another season coming out.
Right. And there was, yeah. There's a lot of Pope. It's a Pope a year.
Mm-hmm. My pants feel Popey.
I'll never say that again out loud. Hershey's has figured out a new way to get trick-or-treating done. Hershey's is rolling out a robotic door that gives out king-size Reese's peanut butter cups to kids for Halloween. All they have to do is say trick-or-treat. If your kids were worried about having a normal Halloween, just tell them relax and look at the floating door giving out candy down the street.
Fallon. Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Hershey's has figured out a way to do trick-or-treating during the pandemic.
Hershey's is rolling out a robotic door to dispense king-size Reese's peanut butter cups to kids for Halloween touchless delivery at your service.
Kids just need to say trick-or-treat and the candy pops out through the retractable mail slot.
If your kids are worried about having a normal Halloween this year, just tell them to relax and look at the floating door whizzing down the street.
Can we all just agree to put on plastic gloves and just not, like, meanly, but just kind of chuck them at kids, like the candies?
Or say toss.
Toss.
Just use the word toss. Chuck, it feels so sound. Much better.
Yeah, that sounded bad coming out. Buckets.
Yeah.
Why not?
The kids would have no problem with this, I promise you.
Yeah, it'd be a fun game.
Dress yourself as a cornhole board, you know what I mean? And just have a hole in your chest, and everything drops into a bag on the back side.
Get it together, kids.
That should be an actual costume for a kid, period.
Health officials in Europe now believe a yodeling concert in Switzerland attended by over 500 people last month may have led caused one of the continent's worst coronavirus superclusters, plus like 100 avalanches.
Myers. Yeah, Seth Myers.
That's Seth.
Health officials in Europe now believe that a yodeling concert in Switzerland attended by over 500 people last month may have caused one of the continent's worst coronavirus superclusters, plus like 100 avalanches.
You man getting sick because you went to a yodeling concert?
I wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah, nah, man, I wouldn't see Metallica.
Oh, now we don't like yodeling.
Well, it depends. If it's in the canyon.
Odell Beckham Jr., had a bit of a scare, a COVID scare last week, but he doesn't think it's able to... Odell Beckham Jr. had a bit of a COVID scare last week, but he doesn't think he's able to contact the virus because he's just built different. Plus, he can't catch it, mainly because the virus is in the end zone.
Oh, God, I hope that's you, Ted. God, I hope that's you. I'll go Fallon.
That's me.
All right.
I guess we'll hand it off so we can get a touchdown. NASA has selected, that's how they say it officially. NASA has selected telecommunications company Nokia to build a 4G mobile network on the moon. Cool. Do us next, said rural America.
Jimmy Fallon?
Seth Myers.
NASA has selected telecommunications company Nokia to build a 4G mobile network on the moon. Cool, do us next, said rural America.
All right, so I have some bad news.
Oh.
But there's a little bit of good news in it, too.
Is there?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. There is some decent news.
Okay, all right.
I'm not going to call it good. I'll call it decent.
Decent, all right.
So you probably saw Charlie Brown is not going to be on network TV this year.
Yeah, heard.
Does that mean every single holiday, every single Charlie Brown, from Thanksgiving to Christmas special to Easter and all that stuff?
Correct.
Okay.
So it moved. Show's been taken off the air since it premiered. It's the first time it's been taken off the air since it premiered on CBS in 1996.
Huh.
Right. So I don't know. And then it went over to ABC since 2001. Now, if you want to watch Charlie Brown, you got to have Apple TV Plus.
But this is the first time it's never been on network television in some form, whatever network it was.
Correct. Now, I know, and everybody's like, oh, man, that's... And look, right, there's some things you just like to watch on network TV.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I think Charlie Brown's one of those specials.
Well, it's how you grew up with it, and when you're like in elementary school, it was a harbinger of a holiday you were looking forward to, right?
Right, and Charlie Brown, I always say this. Charlie Brown, to me, like, The Great Pumpkin was pretty good, but the Thanksgiving, but like Charlie Brown Christmas, you know, this was back when Christmas only started 2 weeks before the holiday.
No kidding.
But like when Charlie, by the time you saw Charlie Brown doing that awful play, you know, you were like, oh, it's getting close.
Yeah.
Like Santa's around the corner.
It's for real.
Because they always showed the better ones the closer you got to Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
You started out with the fringe ones, and then, you know, by the time you're getting
Rudolph.
Rudolph, to me,
that was the preeminent, that was the Christmas holiday special.
Right, and like Rudolph would always be back-to-back with Frosty in my life.
I never really dug Frosty, but I'm right there with you. The two of them were always paired. It's like Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Right? I watched them every year. And then the Grinch, of course.
Yeah.
The
cartoon version.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also recommend Garfield Christmas. Very underrated.
Never saw it.
It's probably terrible. I haven't watched it in years, but I loved it as a kid.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so the Apple TV Plus is $4.99 a month, but viewers can still enjoy the holiday specials for free on select days. It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
December 26th.
It's The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
On November 1st.
Premiered on October 19th. It is available until November 1st. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Let me guess. The third Friday in...
basically, a week before the holiday.
You can see it.
You could go see it.
It's kind of weird to think of these shows, though, not on appointment viewing anymore.
Yeah, it was everything.
You know what I mean? I can't believe I can just go home right now and just say, all right, let's watch this.
It was weird. I mean, cause I just remember being in school, and on the day, any one of the... Because, again, it wasn't just all about the Peanuts. It's that when the Peanuts launched, there's all the rest. All the rest of those shows are coming, particularly around Christmas. But, like, that was the hot thing to talk about in elementary school. Yo, man, you know, Peanuts coming on tonight. Like, already? Like, yeah, Christmas is getting close, dog.
Yeah,
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things, too, like, you know, I'm trying to explain this. Like, if you already have a cable service, mm-hmm. and then you're like, all right, we're going to take this over there, it's one thing. But, like, yeah, the show like Charlie Brown, just people kind of get, you know, it hits them in the feels because they're like, well, that was always on network TV.
Right. And it's for children.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to suck money away from me, I get it. You know, the NFL can play that game because I'll chase the NFL's tail, and I will pay to get whatever I got to get for me to see the games I want to see. If it's, you know, Game of Thrones where it's all boobs and incest, like, I get it, right? But, like, Charlie Brown, I don't charge people for this.
That begs the question. How long are these? 20 minutes?
About 20.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I would say,
you can blaze through them.
Right, but you got to buy the service.
Yeah, I've got Apple Plus. I'm just saying, like, no commercials.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, listen, if you have an Apple computer and you have an Apple account, you can get Apple Plus.
That's right.
$4.99 a month.
Like, you've got Google? Yeah, we all do.
Right, but, I mean, the whole point is, people are used to seeing this on a network TV.
Oh, for free.
And that, right, for free.
And it's brought to you by every Peanuts cartoon, and maybe it's Jay. I don't even know if this company still exists. No, when we were in school, man, it was always Dolly Madison, remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the candies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was candy and, like, fruit pies. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never really dug Dolly Madison's crap, but I was like Dolly Madison because, to me, anytime I heard about Dolly Madison, I was watching something animated in primetime. And as a kid, there was nothing better.
Is it Dolly Madison the name of one of Hefner's ex-girlfriends on that show?
I believe that's Holly Madison.
Oh.
I believe Dolly Madison was actually the wife of Madison, the president, I believe. I believe that's where they get the net clothes.
Maybe that's where she stole it.
Yeah. I'd rather Holly Madison's fruit pies are a little different.
Yeah. I'll take the Holly Madison.
Yeah.
Cherry.
Ooh.
We don't have those anymore. I haven't had them for a while.
Ooh. That's going to go back a long time.
I don't
time.
Think we have... Yeah. Oh, that's been on the shelf for quite a while, sir.
Yeah, because Tarnagatan was...
You open that one up, there's glass in it.
You know what? The Bachelor and Bachelorette, a lot of people like those shows. This news will not shock you at all. Basically, the producers of The Bachelor and Bachelorette used the woman's periods against them.
Meaning they didn't put them on when they were...
Opposite. A former producer says they would find out when they were on their cycles, and then they would interview them specifically because it would increase the drama. So a girl's now crying mid-interview about nothing or being reactionary to things that are super small. It helped producers because now you've got someone who is emotional, and all you want is emotion. So basically, their theory was, if a girl's already feeling butterflies, you get her in the one-on-one interview, and, like, just kind of start feeding her, like, yeah, you know, like, he is a great guy. This and they're like, maybe you should tell him you love him. And they're like, oh, I do love him. You know? It's like anybody.
Good Lord, man.
Right? But this is not shocking.
No, it's not. No. It's not. You're just like, gee, how depraved are you, man? Come on. I mean, I get it.
Does, yeah, it really doesn't.
They on the period.
That's par for the course.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, you think about what they're doing.
Well, sure. The whole thing is stupid.
One person sampling as many different things on the buffet as possible.
That's why I want to be on the show.
That way when they go back for their second plate, they know what to get.
Guy Fieri can go to Divers or Drives, Dives, and all the rest of this crap. Someone else, kind of the same thing, but instead of food, I'm sampling all of these women.
But the one thing they don't do is all the people who are in that restaurant that day, they don't make them not eat for a week, so when they get in there, everything's fantastic.
But also, the food does not give you chlamydia. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of those shows, too, like, you know, like, they just pump them full of booze.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, right, exactly. People are more likely to hook up. They're more likely to talk trash on another housemate or whatever. It's like, yeah, give them a bunch of booze. Mm-hmm. See what happens.
It's another reason I want to be on that show. Get me drunk. Bring me women.
I don't think there's anybody on that show over the age of, like, 31.
It's another reason I want to be on that show. You are just...
Oh, no chance.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like, Colton, right. Jordan, Hunter.
Yeah, and they all have pretty cool jobs. I don't know if they're real jobs, but it's all something like, I don't know. Like,
one guy was a former NFL athlete, played in the NFL wide receiver. Well, I know that one of the guys was an NFL player.
Yeah.
Not one that you know about. Just a good-looking guy who was an athlete. I don't know what he
does. Well, one of the Bachelors was an ex-professional soccer player. But, like I think he played in, like, the USL. He never made it to the MLS. Yeah.
No one's ever, like, a cashier at 7-Eleven.
Right, and sometimes you just fail. I mean, look, it's like the house hunting shows, right?
What?
Like, the people are always like, you know, I'm trying to think, like I work on a construction crew.
Why can't
and
you do that?
She works at the grocery
That's
store.
What I'm saying.
Our budget is $700,000.
I would love that. Wouldn't you love that more? Like, well, I'm unemployed. You know, I'm doing my best.
Yeah.
Have three kids.
Like, so that's what I want to see. It's like when I talk about Real Housewives. Yeah. I'm like, look, that's don't show me a bunch of rich chicks that are drinking champagne. I want Tammy in the trailer park in the middle of Arkansas.
Sure. Well, it'd be fun, Miles' version, too, right? Because eventually the Bachelorette be like, screw it, I'm taking Tim. He doesn't have a job, but he's not as big of a head as my last boyfriend.
He worked at the Winn-Dixie, but he brought home free meat.
He makes the best chicken subs down at the Publix.
Exactly. It's free meat.
He's an artiste.
Right.
That would be entertaining. I'd watch that.
The problem is, you don't put that on TV because it's most people's normal lives.
I know, that's why you would watch, isn't it? More so than just like, you know, this fantasy world.
No, because... No. Because you're not with that.
Yeah.
Like, well, I cut meat.
I'll take Debbie.
CBS, the game of the week on CBS is going to be a bunch of 40-year-old dudes playing touch football.
I'd watch that. Wouldn't you watch that?
Against the Ravens game?
I mean, no. If it stands alone, yes. But not against anything.
Or, yeah, bad football. That's why they have the Jets.
Let's see. Tonight you got Game 2 of the World Series. Also, season premiere of The Goldbergs and Black-ish.
Okay, thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A woman in Australia wakes up to a 12-foot python trying to eat her. Meanwhile, a cat named Mr. Tufts, who passed away, can now once again purr. Mom of three says her life has been miserable because of the loud sex next door. Shoplifter finds unique method with a Kool-Aid packet to score. And a gay penguins at zoo steal lesbian penguins' eggs to become fathers. This for the second time. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to Florida, where a man almost got away with a massive heist. The man went into his local Walmart and filled his cart with all kinds of expensive goods, totaling about $1,000. He then went to the self-checkout armed with nothing but a single packet of Kool-Aid. When it came time to scan all of the goods he was buying, the man palmed the packet and scanned its barcode instead, bringing that $994 total down to a mere $25.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily for security, the man had already been apprehended for a similar crime at that very same Walmart and was watched as he made his purchases, so he did not get far.
I bet this guy's got like a hobby of being like a card trick type magician that you can hide in the card.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
know what I mean? He's got the perfect cup.
Right, just slip it out in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I tried to figure out the entire time like how this could have been. You know, was he running him kind of like over the belt there? Was he grabbing the little gun and hitting the barcode?
You've got to cover up the ISKI code of the product you're on already.
Right.
So you just put it underneath it.
Which I assume, yeah, you just put it right over it.
But, more Kool-Aid.
Good work.
Yeah, that's like those evil people that put the barcode on for, say, a cheaper nut than those nice cashews.
Or people that accidentally buy a bottle of booze, and even though there's two ISKY codes, it read the wrong one, so I got it for what it actually cost versus what they charged. So did not realize it at the time, did not. It rang up as like $18. It sells for $40. I'm like, Jesus Christ, there's 22 additional dollars on this.
Of course there is.
Think about that, yeah.
Yeah, these are just peanuts. So.
You guys are extreme. I just went non-organic when I bought organic.
Oh, dude. Thought you were a Christian man.
It was an accident, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
In other news, over in the Netherlands, a pair of gay penguins have just become fathers. The two males bonded with each other a while back and began the journey of becoming fathers together. But in order to manage such a feat, they had to get a little bit creative. And that's why they waddled their way over to the lovely lesbian couple in the enclosure. Stole the eggs right out of their nest.
Mm. Oh,
wait a minute.
Whoa.
do you just become fathers in the penguin world? Like, if I kidnap your kid, is it now my kid because I stole it from you?
I think it should be the Batman's next, enemy in the next movie.
Oh, the penguin.
The gay penguins.
The gay penguins.
Yeah. Hello.
We stole Robin.
And he is adorable.
Nor does he want to leave.
Mm-hmm. Yellow pants, green pants. Come on.
Shows an awful lot of leg.
Penguin was a sharp dresser.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
They were tugs.
Mm-hmm. They little umbrellas. It's just like how he has to go over to the lesbian couple and then steal their eggs. What the hell?
What the hell, man?
Right? Rude. Moving on. Let's head on down to Louisiana, where a woman couldn't quite cover her story in time. An officer noticed her driving down the middle of the road and promptly pulled over, and on his way up to the passenger side window, the officer felt something brush past his leg, and that's when he found a small baggie of methamphetamine that had allegedly been tossed from the vehicle.
Yeah, she hit him with a baggie.
Right.
Damn, man.
Oh. She thought he was coming up on the driver's side.
Right.
Smacked him right in the leg, and he looked down and went, oh, yeah.
The woman initially denied throwing the bag, but shortly recanted the statement and was arrested on multiple charges. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, again, check your doggone mirrors. Again, I don't advocate the use of this drug, nor the use of it while driving or lying to the police officers. But check your doggone mirrors when you're about to throw that thing out there.
At the moment that you realize that you have been pulled over, we understand you don't want to get caught, so work better at it.
Right.
That's all we're saying.
Think.
If you have to do all of that, don't throw it at the cop.
You're getting pulled over doing meth, like... I don't think she's thought in a while.
That's fair.
Yeah, fair enough.
She's just kind of functioning. She's on an autopilot. It's not a Tesla. We go to Iowa, where a woman didn't have to say goodbye to her pet for long. Loving him more than any other pet that she had owned, the woman had living tissue samples taken from her beloved Mr. Tufts. After his sad passing, she told the agency that she would like to move forward in cloning the feline.
How much do you think that cost?
I don't know.
I would have to think that would be just astronomical.
Ungodly expensive.
I want to play with you.
Because then you need to find a surrogate cat to basically birth.
To birth it, right.
And then they have to watch over that cat.
Yeah, they combine it with the egg and
exactly. So like that, I mean, if you know anything about in vitro, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You're still doing a similar procedure. You know?
Right.
So,
and the cat's not going to be the same cat because it's not the same cat.
The thing is that the group that they went to has cloned all kinds of animals, cats and dogs. They've even gone so far as horses.
Look, horses I feel are different because most people, I would think, I'm guessing, who want to clone a horse, it's not because I love this horse, but because that horse makes me a lot of money, either when I sell it semen or whatever the hell else goes on with it. Right?
Yeah.
Stop that.
I'm sorry.
God damn it. I didn't see the news end this way. It's not that I love this horse. It's that he makes me a lot of money.
I just need his semen.
It's all I need from him.
Oh, goodness gracious. You know what? That is it for your headlines.
Okay.
With Mike Hawkins.
Right. Sorry, Mike. We'll see you next time. The head chef's in the house for Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And, of course, we'll play the game known as Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. Horse semen. In the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.